There are not a lot of specific things I remember learning in seventh grade, but my English teacher at Han Junior High and her graphic stories made a lasting impression on me. Nothing as mundane as grammar or diagramming sentences, or even stories we read from my textbook. Vivid today are the compelling details of the Lindbergh baby kidnapping and subsequent trial of Bruno Hauptmann in 1932. The kidnapping of the Lone Eagle's firstborn child was the tabloid sensation of the day. Lindbergh had flown the first solo transatlantic flight in 1927 and was the most well-known American celebrity both here and abroad, a media darling. Charles Lindbergh aviation dolls, outfitted in full aviation gear and helmet, hit stores in 1928, a year after the transatlantic flight. The kidnapping story consumed the world, but none more than my seventh grade English teacher, Miss Hogan, some 17 years after the event. She was the ultimate fan, a word interestingly derived from fanatic. Miss Hogan was an old lady when I had her in junior high. She was at least 35, but had lived her teen years in New Jersey during the Lindbergh kidnapping and the subsequent murder trial. Obsessed with the case, she actually went to the courthouse every day, she said, and waited outside for news. Vendors sold tiny ladders for a dime, souvenir replicas of the one abandoned by the kidnapper beneath the Lindbergh baby's nursery window. Miss Hogan brought her souvenir ladder to our class and passed it around for show and tell, while giving us the details of the matching wood from Hauptmann's garage and the misspelled $50,000 ransom note. The kidnapping even appeared in a fictionalized story in the comic strip Dick Tracy, but with a happy ending. She told us about columnist Walter Winchell and comedian Jack Benny showing up at the trial of Bruno Hauptmann and the media frenzy outside the courthouse. The trial was even filmed, and pirated showings of the film were shown in New Jersey and New York. Hauptmann was convicted and executed. Even today, people show up and claim to be the missing Lindbergh baby. At least 5 men in the United States, plus a few in Europe. One brown-skinned lady from New Jersey claims she was given a sex change operation and says her birth certificate proves she is the Lindbergh baby. She has a self-published memoir disclosing all the details. My point? Miss Hogan could have been a CSI lady or a paparazzi had she been born at the right time. And I am a lifelong, hardcore crime story aficionado. There may be a whole bunch of doddering refugees from Miss Hogan's seventh grade who can't diagram a sentence, but can give you the scoop on the Lindbergh case.